Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Today we are discussing the G20 Global Smart Cities Alliance on Technology Governance. The coronavirus pandemic has left governments and cities around the world scrambling for solutions, with many turning to emerging technologies for help, from contact tracing through mobile networks to drone surveillance by police forces. This scramble is creating major governance challenges in areas like privacy, cybersecurity, and interoperability. Challenges that the G20 recognized as endemic to smart city technologies well before COVID-19 hit the global scene. It was because of these challenges that the G20 called for the creation of the G20 Global Smart Cities Alliance. Launched in October 2019, the G20 Global Smart Cities Alliance unites municipal, regional, and national governments, private sector partners and cities, residents around a shared set of core guiding principles for the responsible use of smart city technologies. The Alliance partners with leading international organizations and city networks to source tried and tested policy approaches to govern the use of smart city technologies. Our institutional partners represent more than 200,000 cities and local governments, leading companies, startups, research institutions, and civil society communities. The World Economic Forum, as the preeminent international organization for public-private cooperation, serves as secretariat for the Alliance. The Alliance establishes and advances global policy norms through a policy framework that covers key areas like transparency, privacy, and security. Currently, there is no global framework. I repeat, currently, there is no global framework or set of rules in place for how sensor data collected in public spaces, such as by traffic cameras or Wi-Fi hotspots, is used. So, a small message to the public. It should be understood that your traffic cameras are smart. They are recording you. They are collecting data about you. It's also to be understood that Wi-Fi hotspots that are set up to be so convenient for you are actually spying on you at the same time. Now, will some of us continue to use them for the convenience aspect? Most likely, maybe. But you should be aware of the fact that whatever you're doing while using the hotspot is being monitored, surveilled, documented, recorded, and placed into some form of an electronic dossier. The Alliance establishes and advances global policy standards to help accelerate best practices, mitigate potential risks, and foster greater openness and public trust. Where there are unresolved governance gaps, the Alliance can help design, pilot, and advance new innovative policy approaches by putting in place better policies for smart cities. The Alliance will ensure that the governance environment is ready for the technologies that will ultimately make our cities more resilient, more competitive, more sustainable, and livable. The Alliance is currently accepting nominations from cities and private entities who are interested in contributing to and piloting these new global policy standards. And this concludes that particular section of today's program.